Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We read the last words of David in the second book of Samuel. These words are significant because they give us insight into the grace which kept David while the world, his flesh, and Satan conspired to destroy him. Such is the case with all of the sons of God, for he will not forsake his own, even though it may appear so when the ravages of time and age have taken their toll on these feeble houses of clay. One cannot know what goes on in the mind and spirit of the sons of God when they are in such states of decay. But we can know that their testimony of faith in Christ is not diminished, even though their bodies may be. For Christ is their strength and shield, and he will supply their every need. He is their faith. The latter end of David is much like most men. He who once wielded a mighty sword to cut off the head of Goliath was eventually brought to a bed of feebleness where he could never even get warm, except it be by extreme measures. He commanded no armies in that state, but he was nonetheless a mighty warrior in the army of God. The Lord does not need the vibrancy and strength of youth, but will demonstrate his faithfulness and grace to those he loves, even to the very end of these tottering earthly tabernacles. It does not matter how eloquent or powerful a man might have been, or how mightily he might have been used by the Lord. All will ultimately be stripped of such things as the weakness of their body has demonstrated, and their sustainer's hands of mercy holds them tightly to his bosom. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. In David's last words, he confessed that in all of those anointed psalms that he wrote, it was the power and grace of God that brought them to pass. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. This is akin to that which Paul taught. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst not received it? The man who is taught by the Spirit of God can never glory in his own abilities and power, but must give all glory to him who gives gifts to men. In David's last words, he spoke prophetically of Christ. The God of Israel said, "The Rock of Israel spake to me. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." Christ is that rock. Though he saw very dimly as an Old Testament prophet, he knew that Christ would come. In full revelation, we now see that Christ is the spokesman of God. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Christ alone is that just king and ruler who came to do his Father's will. In David's last words, he spoke of him who is the light of the world, and he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. For he would dispel the darkness which held men in chains. The morning is broken as the bright and morning star has now come. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. In David's last words, he spoke of a covenant-keeping God. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. The covenant blessings of God come to his people through Christ, to whom all covenant promises have been made. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. The Lord declared the results of this covenant when he said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." The last words of John are, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." That man who rejoices in Christ as his Redeemer desires to see him who bled and died for his sin, for he hath set him free from the law of sin and death. Now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.